All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, people have asked, what's the deal with this Greg Palm business? It's based on Ken Palm, who does college hoop rankings.
Yes.
Ken's a smart guy. We got our own smart guy. It's Greg Hargrave.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of history with Greg Palm as we start with the bottom third of the rankings. We have our first team that is in the rankings with a blemish. And not only that, a team that was in Greg Palm at some point this season got knocked out, and now they're back in. It's number 12, Michigan.
Homer.
Ooh.
I wasn't itching to put Michigan in here. Was thinking about Clemson. It was going to be K-State before they got clocked in Provo. Even thought about OU, even though they lost at home to Tennessee. Iowa State is still undefeated in the Big 12. Look, we all see the wars with Michigan. 32 yards and no threat of a passing game. That's what it is about. They're not threatening in the passing game.
Oh, they tried to on second down and goal.
They're here because of their resume. They have a good loss against Texas, and they have a ranked win, which they just got against USC. Of note, and if there's one player that I'm putting in that's on Michigan, that's not on any other team, it is their defensive MVP, Josiah Stewart, who made life miserable for USC's offensive tackles in that game.
Oh, they even swapped out a tackle.
The left tackle, I noticed at halftime.
Yeah, they swapped out a tackle. Then they put a running back, they put a tight end, and it was to no avail.
And they did better for a quarter, but then Michigan came back and really pressured on that defensive line.
And I know you're being very dramatic by not calling Will Johnson the defensive MVP.
Hot take? It is what I believe.
I don't necessarily know that's a hot take, but yes, I agree.
Number 11, Missouri. Close win at home against Vandy. You know what? I'm not that alarmed by it. Vandy seems like this really pesky team, like they're not going to be this SEC pushover. They've got the home win against Virginia Tech. I think that game actually sends a lot more about Vandy than Mizzou. Mizzou is down a couple spots from last week, so this demotion really isn't about them. It's more about who's ahead of them. We'll go to number 10, Utah, ranked W, on the road.
Without their starting quarterback.
Without their starting quarterback. It's Isaac Wilson, by the way, Zach Wilson's little brother. You could say is also Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson. Defense, 3 points allowed in the first three quarters. They allowed 42 yards to Ollie Gordon II, who has had his struggles in the run game throughout the season, but that is pronounced in a ranked matchup like that. 42 and a half minutes time of possession.
Oh,
dominating win. And it was a late comeback by Okie State that made it close.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Miami. Continue to put up huge point totals and convincing wins. I don't expect a lot of resistance from VT, who they're playing next. This is not the 90s and 2000s Frank Beamer teams of Virginia Tech. We might not have a really solid data point from Miami until they play at Louisville in October. That's October 19th, that game, and it is in Louisville. Just a note on them, keeping track of that Florida win, got a little bit better over the weekend with a win at Mississippi State for the Gators.
Yeah, I am curious about their schedule and how they'll be perceived at the end of the year. I think they pretty much run the table. They're at Cal, then a bye week before they make the trip to Louisville.
And as we sit today, Utah, Miami would get byes in the first round of the college football playoff as the 3 and 4 seed conference champions.
All right. To the middle four, number 8, the Penn State Nittany Lions. 56-0 over Kent State. Very similar to what Tennessee did. Maybe not as quite as drastic in the first half. This is where the rubber really meets the road for Penn State. The Big Ten schedule, remember, it looked a little soft for them preseason. It looks a little tougher now, specifically at USC and this weekend at home against Illinois. It's the Greg Palm game of the week.
Ooh, you know what? NBC thought so as well, because they put this game in prime time on network television, and they pushed Ohio State and Michigan State to Peacock.
Wow. I am very curious about Illinois. Year two under Bielema, they started 7-1. Then the last third of that year and last year, through 23, they went 6-11. They've started 4-0 this year. Big win at a resurgent Nebraska team. Interested to see how Illinois on the road going to Penn State plays. Remember a couple years ago, that still feels like it was 6 months ago, was the 20-18 9 overtime game that Illinois won at Penn State.
Yep.
Number 7, Oregon. They are playing at UCLA. Now, this is interesting. Think about this. It's the Big Ten opener for Oregon. It's a true conference game, even from Oregon's perspective. Now, let's talk about, what does conference play really mean? It means program familiarity, the coaches, the styles, the venues, road trips, environment, traditions. All of that is a factor in conference play. So these conference newbies, like Oregon, like Texas, think of it. They're essentially playing like 9, 10 non-conference games this year. These things are new, but not for Oregon this week. This would be a conference game last year and over the last several decades, and it's a conference game now. No. So maybe a bit of a soft intro to Big Ten play. Number 6, they're up 4 spots from last week. Tennessee Volunteers, props for a ranked road win. Did it in a different way with their defense. Think about it this way. Mentioned the conference realignment. This was essentially an SEC team against a Big 12 team in a game that had a Big 10 feel. I got home. It was late third quarter, early fourth quarter. The score was 22-3, and it felt over. John, I'm sure you played in several games in the Big 10 where games were similar to that feel, and they felt over.
Done. Yeah. And I thought Tennessee did a great job of proving that they could go on the road with their quarterback and get a quality win.
So why not higher? Because I know the teams that are coming. Why would they not be ahead of the other SEC non-Georgia teams, non-Texas teams?
That's a good question. Now, so let's get to one of those teams. Number 5 is Ole Miss. I still have them ahead of Tennessee because Ole Miss hasn't struggled in their early non-conference season. So
they haven't played anybody either.
They haven't played anybody, but they haven't struggled, right?
Neither has Tennessee.
Right. They don't have any demerits against them. So maybe this is a bit of preseason poll bias against Tennessee, but I'm not going to knock off Ole Miss because they just ran through their schedule. Yeah, it's a cardboard schedule. Going to get a little bit tougher now. SEC starts for them. Maybe a little bit of a soft ramp up for them. They're at home against Kentucky. But what we do get out of this is we get a comparison.
Yes.
Common opponent, Kentucky.
Georgia.
Played Georgia at home. Now 14, they're going 13. On the road playing Ole Miss. So it is a comparison point.
Sure.
All right. Top 4. Number 4, Alabama. Off week last week. They are hosting Georgia this week.
Mm.
The winner, in my mind, will be number 1 in the rankings. I don't know if that is en masse the thinking of poll voters, but to me, the winner is playing for number 1.
Surprised this isn't Greg Palm game of the week. Explain why. Is it just conference bias?
No, it's because
the loser's also going to stay in too?
Yeah, the loser's really going to stay in the thick of the SEC race.
Yeah.
And one of the top 4 or 5 teams in the country. So what we look for in the Greg Palm game of the week is kind of more of those bubble teams and those bubble games.
Okay.
That's really going to affect this team's going to get out with a loss, a team's going to get in with a win.
Yeah, those fringe teams.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Number three, Ohio State. Cardboard's over. They are playing at Michigan State. It's their first Big Ten game.
We sure cardboard's over? Sorry.
We might find out. Blue Wall radio host Jim Costa.
Right.
So what I'm interested about this game, we actually might find out a little bit more about MSU than we do about Ohio State. Number two, not changing, is Texas. This is their first SEC game, but it is at home. And what we mentioned about Oregon, kind of the same applies for Texas. Now, we'll get into this future down the road with Texas, but they are not going to many new places for them. They're at home against Mississippi State, opening SEC play. And number one, we've got Georgia. They're playing at Alabama, winner plays for number one, like I mentioned, with the Crimson Tide. It's also why I didn't demerit Georgia for their close win at Kentucky, because it's basically the rankings are going to come down to this game anyway.
Some notes. I would still have Texas ahead of Georgia, especially now that you've moved Michigan back inside the Greg Palm top 12.
And not Clemson.
And not Clemson. Well, I was going to ask.
But Texas did beat Michigan with their backup quarterback.
Oh, there it is. I gave you a hard time about Michigan. They are 12 in the AP, so it's not a homer play. And I get it. The USC win does deserve to vault them back up into the fringe, the back end of the Greg Palm playoff 12. Then obviously I have issues with Tennessee. I feel like they should be ahead of Ole Miss and Bama at this point, unless Bama gets a win this week. I think you could put Tennessee ahead of Ohio State as well. I think the Vols could be as high as number three based on resume so far this season. John, any notes from you?
I would put Texas at number one. I just think, especially with what they've done with their backup quarterback, showing that they've got as much depth as anybody at that position, the talent at receiver, and I would kind of knock Georgia for the Kentucky game. But it's... it will be sorted out this week.
And while I made the trolley joke about MSU, their defense has played better than I thought they would so far this season, but Ohio State is going to be a completely different test.
Yes.
Aiden Childs cost them that game last week. And he's supposed to be the guy that steals a win or two for MSU.
But he's young.
I know.
He's going to try and make plays, and he's going to be a guy that will steal some wins but may cost you along the way until he is a little bit more football mature.
And that is Greg Palm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.